Hey, this morning we're going to have a little visit about, it's a clean talk. We're going to have a clean talk today. Rob Clausen, the mayor of Atlantic, is in with us here this morning. And wanted to visit a little bit about a citywide cleanup effort that's going on here really soon here in the month of June. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking time to speak with me this morning.
Absolutely. So, I know that's one of the things you kind of talked about before the election was that, you know, you had some bullet point things that you really kind of wanted to focus on. One of the things was kind of giving folks an opportunity to help them out and get things cleaned up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. We want to do work as much as we can to clean up Atlantic. And, we've got a few spots that could use some help. We started out with the ice cream campaign, which has gone well. That's coming to an end. So phase two for us is going to be providing some free dump fees and having some strategically placed dumpsters around town, a place to bring your garbage. If you just can't get it out to the landfill or you struggle with that sort of thing, we're going to be putting dumpsters in three separate locations. We'll have one at McDermott Roofing, which is 811 Sunnyside Lane. Second location will be 601 Walnut Street. This is Courthouse Annex. A lot of people remember it as the old grocery store. And then our third location will be on the east end of town. We're going to do that at the Old Pines Restaurant at 1500 East 7th Street. We're going to have two dumpsters at each location. One will be for metal recyclables. It'll be marked. And the other one is for your general garbage.
Okay. Now, we've done citywide cleanup efforts before. They're not unusual in some towns, including Atlantic. But many times what it's amounted to is people putting things on the curb and then city crews coming by to do the pickups and stuff. This is exactly the opposite.
It is. There'll be no curbside pickup on this. We're doing it more as a compromise situation. We're going to provide dumpsters. We're going to pay the landfill fees. We're going to get the stuff out to the landfill. You just kind of need to bring it to us. And that makes a more cost-effective solution for us at the city because, as you can imagine, a week worth of city labor, half a dozen guys running around with dump trucks, it adds up to quite a few dollars. This way, I think we can have the same impact without quite the cost.
Now, this isn't meant to be, you know, people bringing their usual weekly garbage that they would set out on the curb for the garbage haulers to come by. This is for things that are cluttering the place.
Exactly. Yeah, this is for, it's all that stuff that we all gather all winter long, and we've got it sitting there on the side of the house or in behind the garage or wherever, and it's a little too big to throw in our cars or whatever, and, you know, it's just a pain in the neck to try and get to the landfill while they're open. So what we're doing is we're going to pay that dump fee for you. We got a few rules. Items that are not allowed are going to be electronics, TVs and stereos, et cetera. No appliances, fridges, stoves, microwaves, we don't want those. Yard debris, we already have a solution for that. That's the compost pile, so that all needs to go there. The larger items, if you can get them to us, is fine, but like couches and mattresses, maybe not so much. No chemicals, so your paint and cleaning products, those are hazardous. They have to go a different way. And then no tires.
So you're kind of including the same rules for the most part that the transfer station uses. The electronics have a special fee for them or a drop-off area, and some of the different items that like paints and things, the toxic chemicals, things like that, there are special rules for those things, and you're just kind of following those.
Yeah, we are bound to follow those. We're going to do the same thing that the landfill does. We're a partner out there with them, but yeah, those things have to be handled in another manner, just so that we're keeping everything safe and we're not harming anyone.
Sure. Now, there's just those few locations for drop-offs, so just a few dumpsters. You suspect those are going to maybe fill up a little fast? Will they be dumped at regular intervals during that time?
They will. As soon as they're full, they'll be dumped. We're partnering with Frederickson Iron Recycling is helping us with the metal, and then Cook Sanitation is helping us with the dumpsters. As they get full, they will take them out. The one thing we have noticed with our previous cleanup campaigns, the first one we did back in 2016 was the biggest one, and that took quite some time. And it's been getting progressively smaller every year that we do it. Mm-hmm. That's another reason we thought we could maybe do it this way this year, because the last time we did this, we got through the neighborhoods fairly quickly, and we found that once we got through the neighborhoods, people were still putting stuff out, so it was causing us to have to go back and do it twice,
sure,
or three times, or four times. And we thought this would alleviate that as well. But no, it'll add up. We're sure it will. We've got a budget figured for it, which I think will be adequate. And we're just doing our best to try and help clean up a little bit.
Yeah, well, do what you can and give folks. We're giving opportunity.
Yes, exactly. And we're going to pay your dump fees for you, you know. So if you just get it to us, we'll take it from there.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned there's going to be one for metal recycling, and then you also mentioned the items that are not allowed to be dropped in there. So give us some examples of some things you expect are going to be, you know, gotten rid of. If we're not, you're not doing regular trash each week. You're doing some of the stuff that's just kind of taking up space.
Some of the, leftover projects or leftover materials from a building project, you know, just general stuff that gathers up. You know, you bought the new refrigerator, the box is too big, bring that to us, you know, that sort of thing. And just stuff that tends to pile. The old barbecue grill that you don't know what to do with, that goes in the metal pile. You know, old bicycles, tricycles, you know, kids have outgrown them and gone and they're laying around, just clean that stuff up as well. Basically, anything you got sitting outside your house that's kind of making an eyesore. You know, the flower pot that was a great idea when you bought it, but maybe not so much now. You know, that sort of thing. Just and anything we can do to help, really.
If you notice something that has weeds growing around it, it might be time to move it. You know, there's the old saying that people say, you know, when you move, if 6 months after you've moved, you still have things that are unboxed, you know, that are still in the boxes, you haven't unboxed yet. You probably don't need them.
You probably don't.
you kind of glance through those things. I mean, the goal is to clean up the outside, but if folks have things cluttering up the inside, even like, for example, some small pieces of furniture, like an end table we don't use anymore that probably couldn't be sold, you just get rid of it.
Right, stuff like that. What's left over from the garage sale you had 3 weeks ago, you know?
Right.
Stuff like that. Bring it to us. We'll help you get rid of it. We do want to focus pretty much on what's on the outside of the house because I'm sure everyone agrees with me. You know, we're the city government. We're trying to help. Right. You don't want us inside your house, and we don't want to be in there.
No.
It's just on the outside, you know, what could be making things look a little unsightly. We'll help you clean that up.
You bet. You know, you talked in here, too, about the fact that it's, you know, we're not going to be monitoring these things or whatever, and we're going to be doing this. Are we policing it ourselves as best we can with regard to don't leave things out next to the dumpster, or if the dumpster happens to be gone when you stop by because they're getting, you know, they're unloading it,
right?
Don't just leave stuff sit there.
No, be respectful of the property owners where we have the stuff set. They've allowed us to put dumpsters on their property for this program. So let's be respectful to them and make sure we don't leave a mess for them. During the daylight hours, we do intend to have volunteers at the dumpsters to kind of monitor what's coming in, perhaps help you unload, that sort of thing. We're not coming to your house, but once you get to the dumpster, hopefully there'll be somebody there that can help you. We're going to do that on a volunteer basis, and as long as we don't run out of volunteers, I think we'll be okay there. But we've got a new initiative in town. One of our councilmen has started the Keep Atlantic Beautiful campaign, and that has 30 volunteers with it now. So we're getting a little more volunteer help. It's just everything's kind of coming around. We're getting things just a little better than what they were.
Sure. Well, and we realize it might be a bit of a hassle for some folks. Age, medical condition, physical health, those types of things might cause an issue for some folks to be able to participate fully in this. But with volunteers, that helps to ease the burden.
It does help to ease the burden. And if they have any questions or any special needs, I got a phone number for you. This is 712-243-5281. That is going to be code enforcement. You'll get a hold of our lovely code enforcement officer, and she can help you with any questions you have or any special needs you may need.
Okay. So trying to accommodate as many people as possible as easily as possible.
Exactly.
All right, very good.
And maybe save a buck while we're doing it.
Yeah, well, you know, we're spending a few tax dollars to make this happen, but sometimes it's good to spend a little so you don't have to spend a lot later.
The small mess you clean up today will save you the big one that's 6 months down the road.
Yeah, a lot easier to do dishes after each meal than to do it once a week and see them pile up, isn't it?
Dried ketchup's hard to scrub off.
Yes, it is. Rob, one more time. Give them those locations.
Okay, our locations are McDermott Roofing, which is 811 Sunnyside Lane, the Courthouse Annex, 601 Walnut Street, and the Old Pines Restaurant at 1500 East 7th Street. Phone number to call, 243-5281, and bring us your stuff.
And again, that's June 22nd through the 26th.
Oh, yes.
So coming up very quickly.
Yeah, we want to focus on that. Yep, it starts next Monday. We're doing it Monday through Friday, 22nd through the 26th, and we'll do everything we can to help.
All right, trying to be helpful, and you just be respectful when you come by to drop those items off.
Exactly.
We just appreciate that.
Exactly.
Very good.
That'll work the best.
Rob, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.